Hey everyone, I'm Thanos Davelis, and welcome back to The Greek Current, a podcast by the Hellenic American Leadership Council and Kathimerini, where we highlight the top stories of the day every afternoon with analysis from guest experts, policymakers, journalists, and HELC staff. The first six advanced Rafale jets purchased from France arrived in Greece on Wednesday, marking the first major delivery to result from multi-billion euro defense deals the Greek and French governments signed last year. Prime Minister Mitsotakis welcomed the new jets, saying that they will make the Greek Air Force one of the strongest in Europe and the Mediterranean. Greece has earmarked nearly 2.5 billion euros to buy 18 Rafale jets. Greece also has plans to acquire six more Rafale jets at a later date and to spend an additional 3 billion euros to buy three new French-made frigates. Vasilis Nedos, Kathimerini's diplomatic and defense editor, joins the Greek Current to talk about these new jets Greece has acquired, their unique capabilities, and the impact they will have on the Greek Air Force. Vasili, welcome back on the Greek Current.
Thanks for having me, Thano.
Vasili, you were at the base in Tanagra today, where Greece welcomed the delivery of its first six French Rafale jets. What does today's reception ceremony indicate about the importance that Greece places on these jets?
The ceremony, of course, was a huge hit, if I may say, here in Greece. A lot of people were out in the middle of the city in the downtown Athens to see those jets flying over Acropolis before taking the corridor north to the 114 air base of the Hellenic Air Force in Tanagra. So there was a lot of enthusiasm. Now, in terms of essence, I think that this is the first tangible and actually visible to everyone in the society, the first equipment purchase after at least 17 years. The Rafale jets are, as the Prime Minister himself said today, a multiplier force for the Hellenic Air Force. It is a 4.5 generation aircraft. It has very advanced capabilities. And in general, it is a first visible step, a first obvious step of the Air Force to redress, to get back in competition, to be able to modernize equipment and to acquire systems that give them a qualitative edge. Rafale jets are exactly that, are an aircraft that does not exist in the arsenal of Turkey. It has sub-strategic weapons. But before going into detail on the capabilities of the Rafale, I should say that what is very important is that in 1.5 years after the decision of the government to purchase the jets, and 16 months after the contract, these jets landed today here in Greece. This is unprecedented in terms of the speed of all these procedures. I don't think that there is any precedent in the period of peace where you can have your pilots trained, the mechanics of those jets trained, the airplanes integrated into the Hellenic Air Force, and actually be combat ready from the day they step their wheels on their soil. Actually, as from tomorrow, if they have to operate in the Aegean, in the East Mediterranean, those jets are completely ready and are here in Greece with all their weapons.
Vasili, Prime Minister Mitsotakis said today that these new Rafale jets will make the Greek Air Force one of the strongest in Europe and the Mediterranean. You wrote an article for Kathimerini detailing the unique capabilities of these fighters. Is the Prime Minister right?
Yes, the Rafale F3R, this is the complete type of the aircraft, has integrated a lot of systems that make it a high-capability technological edge aircraft. It has Link 16, which means that they can connect with any system of our Air Force. It has an integrated system of self-protection, the Spectra system, an AESA radar, and a front sector optronics system that gives to the pilot the ability to find targets without getting traced himself from a big distance. And another thing that is quite important on that aircraft is that it can use the Meteor missile. It can also use the Scalp EG and Exocet missile for hits or for targets that are on the surface or on land. And for an air-to-air missile, it has Mika and Meteor. Meteor is very, at least in the circles of the people that know this stuff technically, the air-to-air missile Meteor has a potential range of 200 kilometers, but most importantly so, it has a no escape zone of 60 kilometers. This means that if you trace your target and it's within a range of 60 kilometers, the possibility of escape is zero. And of course, the aircraft itself has a huge range. Without its weapons on, it has a flying autonomy of almost 2,500 kilometers. So we're talking about an aircraft that did not exist as such in the Hellenic Air Force arsenal, but it did not exist as a capability of the Hellenic Air Force. So I believe that all those that say that this is a game changer in terms of the balances in the Aegean Sea and the East Mediterranean, I think that they're not exaggerating.
Beyond the concerns about Turkey, Vasily, how does the acquisition of these jets enhance Greece's capabilities to contribute to regional stability, especially when we look at its cooperation with partners and allies?
Well, I think that, of course, having better capabilities make you much more important, much more useful for your NATO partners and allies, right? Greece is now acquiring the first 6 Rafale. By 2024, the number will be 24 of these jets. And the following year, we will be acquiring the first of the 3 French frigates. That will be a huge step towards modernization of the Hellenic Navy. While in the meantime, in this year already, 2022, Greece is also going to take its first Romeo helicopters for anti-submarine warfare for its frigates, also buying torpedoes and Israeli anti-tank systems and a variety of weapons. For the Greek armed forces, this is important because after 10 to 15 years of depreciation of, let's say, the operational value of its systems, right now it's boosting all its capabilities. This is very important, but it is also a huge contribution to the NATO capabilities in the East Mediterranean and the southeastern European flank of NATO. I should note here that Greece, even in the years of very deep financial crisis, was always a net contributor of more than 2% of its annual budget for the purposes of defense. And right now, this net contribution is somewhere close to 2.5%. And more importantly so, the bigger part of this budget goes to equipment. So this is not important only for Hellenic Armed Forces capabilities. This is not only important as a deterrent against anyone that wants to harm national sovereignty or to threaten national sovereignty, but it is also a net contribution to NATO capabilities and EU projection of the peaceful purposes, of course, that EU is behind in the region.
The arrivals of these jets also marks another historic milestone in Greece's partnership with France. Can you give us some additional background and a look into where you see this partnership heading?
We have 24 Rafale jets, which will have a total cost of almost 3.4 billion euros. Then we have almost 3.1 billion euros of contracts that will actually be voted in the next few days in the parliament about acquiring 3 digital modern French frigates. So only those 2 contracts are close to 6.5 billion. We do realize that in terms of defense, Greece and France are moving ever closer. There are still open issues in terms of programs of the Hellenic Armed Forces, and I won't be surprised if we see French systems being purchased in the near future again. But of course, there are other competitors for them, like the United States, Italians, and the Dutch. But I think that apart from the equipment and the capabilities, what's more important is that those agreements come in addition to the strategic partnership, to the defense pact that the 2 countries signed last September. And in the following months and years, what I'm waiting to see, and I think that there are already a lot of talks on a diplomatic level, on a military level, on a political level, on how this agreement between Greece and France about security, about partnership, and common interests in the East Mediterranean and southeastern NATO flank, how this becomes a tangible reality. So I think that in the following months and years, we're going to see a bigger French presence in Greece in terms of military presence. We're going to see much more political cooperation. From that aspect, I'd like to say that Prime Minister Mitsotakis, even though he has a very close friendship and a good relationship with the French President Emmanuel Macron, met on a private dinner with his main contestant for the presidency in the coming elections in France, Valérie Pécresse. So I would say that the Franco-Greek relationship is evolving very quickly. And I'll finish that by saying that the cornerstone of this understanding, as we also saw the statements of Mr. Macron just a few hours ago, is that France understands why European Union needs to be much more careful, much more coherent in terms of how it understands its collective security and its collective defense. Emmanuel Macron talks about European autonomy or European sovereignty. Greek government completely agrees with that concept. And actually, there's another interesting thing we heard today at Annaghan Air Base. There were some statements by the Prime Minister. There was also a statement by the French ambassador in Athens, Patrick Maisonneuve. Well, without being explicit, he said that France was by the side of Greece in the summer of 2020. Of course, the ambassador meant the crisis of the Oroux race and the open support that the French government gave to Greece at the time. And I should remind that at the time we also had French ships being in the broader area. So I think that, yes, this relationship is going to become much, much closer.
Vasily, I want to wrap up by bringing us back to the Aegean. And you wrote an article in Kathmandini on Turkey's violations of Greek airspace with the use of drones. While the Rafale jets, as you've covered, will help meet the challenges of overflights, for example, from Turkish fighter jets in the Aegean, how is Greece moving to meet the challenge of these Turkish UAVs?
This is Wednesday night, I should say. And I think that the airplane of the Minister of Defense, Nikos Panagiotopoulos, has already landed on Tel Aviv. And from there, he will go to Jerusalem, where he will have a meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Benny Gantz. Why am I saying that? Greece is in very long talks with Israel on how it can acquire not only systems, but also the know-how on how to acquire and develop anti-drone systems. I should also remind that we have a couple of Israeli drones leased that are based in Skiros. And I think that that collaboration with Israel in that field is going to have some results in the coming months. There are also a lot of indigenous plants here in Greece. There are, you know, smaller or bigger companies with innovative young Greeks that are trying to develop their own systems in that regard. I'm hopeful that, you know, the usual Greek bureaucracy is not going to devour those efforts, but it looks like something is moving. Of course, as you already mentioned, countering the UAV threat in the Aegean is not the work of a Rafale. It's very expensive, even if not Rafale, F-16, Phantoms, Mirage 2000/5. You cannot fly a jet that spends an expensive amount of fuel, of several thousand euros, to intercept a UAV. So this is why Greece is in that cycle of discussions on how it will acquire systems that will block UAVs without necessarily having fighter jets scramble to meet them.
Vasily, it's been great speaking with you. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
In other news, the United Arab Emirates and Turkey agreed to a currency swap equivalent to nearly $5 billion U.S. dollars that reinforces an economic partnership between two Middle Eastern rivals and provides Ankara with a badly needed infusion of foreign funds. Turkey, which has a large foreign debt burden, has suffered a renewed dip in its reserves of foreign currency after President Erdogan ordered a series of aggressive interest rate cuts in the final months of 2021, despite soaring inflation. The deal, the latest in a succession of swap agreements that Turkey has signed with global central banks, is a borrowing agreement rather than a concrete investment in the country. Turkey has swap deals with China, Qatar, and South Korea worth about $23 billion U.S. dollars. Finally, Cyprus will lift all entry requirements on March 1st for inbound travelers who have a valid vaccination certificate showing they received a booster shot, the country's tourism minister said on Wednesday. Cyprus currently requires individuals to either show proof of a negative COVID-19 test or to self-quarantine upon arrival. The government in Nicosia also plans to reduce next week the number of days that close contacts of people who have tested positive for the coronavirus must self-isolate from 14 to 10. Cyprus has seen daily infections shoot up dramatically over the last month, reaching infection rates as high as 5%. But cases have tapered off in recent days to an infection rate of a little over 2%. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.